Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Not to sound like I'm making excuses, but somehow it feels,
I know how this goes.
Somehow feels better to say that. But yesterday, Al Michaels was on our show, and he said how it's easier to remember things from 50 years ago than something, the last five or something like that, which I completely relate to. It's also I'm making an excuse by saying I feel like that's everybody. But I don't know if it's everybody, but I'm definitely this, where when we were talking about how often the Dolphins have worn their aqua jerseys in Buffalo, I'm like, oh, well, let's see. 1980, and that's maybe there's a Monday night game in 81, that's it. Listeners like 2021, 2014, and 2012. Don't forget to add those to the list. Okay. Like, oh, the Bills played the Dolphins in 2014? I don't know. Was I there?
They were still in the same division then? That was okay.
Just like, yeah. So it has happened more recently than the 80s. There you go. With us now on the Westher Hotline, Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN, formerly covered the Bills as well. Marcel, I have not had the pleasure of speaking to you before, so it's nice to be able to do that, and thanks for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm honestly, right now, I'm walking outside. It's about, what, 73 degrees out here in Buffalo. The weather is spectacular. Like, this is a beautiful little homecoming.
Did you find a place to watch Chelsea?
I did. I'm right outside of, was it the Banshee Irish Pub?
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Yep.
This did not exist when I left here. I asked them, actually. They said they opened in like November of 21, and I left 3 months before that.
Yeah, I saw you put the question out there on Twitter, and I saw the mentions, and the two places I would have told you to go were both mentioned. I thought, like, you're probably good if you follow that advice.
Yeah, enough people said bench. Although I will say this, somebody told me this place was like Stamford Bridge West, like Chelsea's home stadium West. I pull up and the two flags outside are Spurs and Liverpool. So I thought, yeah, I got duped for a second.
Yeah, I feel like Buffalo, well, I'm probably wrong here, but Buffalo soccer bars are like, you see fans from every team in there. Like, I've been there into another one. They might represent as a certain team's place, But like Sneaky Joe have been to this place Marcel's at to watch. He's a Liverpool guy, and there were a bunch of fans of that team. So yeah, I don't know if we're enough. I don't know if we're enough to have like a bar for every EPL team.
Right.
That's probably fair. But like, I feel like this would be a pretty cool city. Be a pretty great spot to be a soccer fan in. I wish I was watching soccer when I still lived here. Could have had some great times.
Yeah, right. So, Marcel, this rivalry has been so one-sided, and I'm not sure there's been a game where the spread was this big as this one tomorrow night, 12 and a half. How much life do you think the Dolphins have for this?
It's tough to say because conventional wisdom, history over the past, we'll call it 5-6 years, tells us that, especially in Buffalo, this game is probably going to go the Bills' way. At this point, though, you hate to say this in week three, but this is a must-win for Miami. You lose this game, that's two division games in 5 days that you're dropping, and you've got another one against the Jets in week four. I think they're going to come out with some fight, but ultimately, man, since I've been on this beat, I have not seen anything that suggests they know how to stop Josh Allen. And somehow that man looks even better than he did in his MVP season. So I've got the Bills winning this one, and there's going to be some tough conversations in Miami over the next 10 days after.
Yeah. Do you think, how likely do you think it is that McDaniel could be walking the plank if this doesn't go, like, I guess if it's ghastly, like if the Bills do to the Dolphins what they did to the Jets on Sunday, do you think after just three games, McDaniel, because there's been sparks and smoke all around that all off season. A lot of people were predicting the demise of him and this team this year, first coach fired, all that kind of stuff. Like, could you see Stephen Ross taking him out back after three games?
I mean, so this is my understanding of how Mike's job security lies. If Stephen Ross no longer believes in the process, then this tenure is done. It's not necessarily results driven, although of course there's going to be a limit. There's going to be a point where the results really, really matter. But if he believes in the process, I think he allows him to see it through until it gets to a point where the situation is untenable. But that's where you say, if the Bills do what they did to the Jets, if there's no fight in this team, especially on a short week, then yeah, I think it's very possible, especially like I said before, there's an 11-day stretch between this week three game and their week four game. If you're going to install an interim coach, that's an ideal amount of time. But I don't think it's just as simple as like, oh, if they lose, then he's out. I think respectfully, a loss in Buffalo is kind of like factored in to your season projection. So like, if you come up here and fight and you still lose, like, I don't think that's necessarily a coup de grace there. I don't think that's the death blow. But if they come out here and they're lifeless, they don't show fight, they quit, they're bickering on the sideline, da-da-da-da, then, yeah, it is unfortunately possible. And I really do hate to say this. I have not in my career been in a situation where a coach is a legitimate candidate to be fired. I don't like saying this. I like Mike McDaniel as a person. I respect Mike McDaniel. But from just a business and football standpoint, it's been a steady decline now for the past full calendar year.
If it matters, the week four game is also in prime time at home against the Jets. Yeah. So all the eyeballs will be on that one too with Marcel Louis-Jacques. Well, if I may, I want to probe a little bit about the process. I see McDaniel from afar. I've been a fan too. But man, the vibes are pretty sad right now. Like, he is coming up with, I don't know, non-answers isn't new for a coach, but he sounds a little bit, you know, in the weeds at these press conferences. And listening to Tua today talk about Josh Allen, for what it's worth, appreciate the honesty. He's like, yeah, he's twice the runner I am and can throw it farther, to boil it down. So I don't know, Marcel. Like, it feels like the Dolphins may know their fate. That's how they sound.
It doesn't sound great. Although I think that from my perspective, like, he's self-aware. He's more self-aware than I think he gets credit for. I think he knows that the sarcasm, the dry humor, the jokes, the disarming things that he does, during press conferences that are naturally, uncomfortable for him, that's not really going to fly in this situation. So, like, there's been maybe one or two jokes where I could tell he just like simply couldn't help himself. Like the fruit was hanging too low that he had to take it. But like, it's been a very serious demeanor for him over the past couple of weeks. And I think something that I don't know how much it's been publicized to the point where I don't know if y'all are noticing it up here, but something that I'm noticing down in Miami is his willingness to call out his team captains. And I have a story that's more or less detailing this coming out tomorrow on ESPN.com. But after week one, he tells us, you know, yes, some guys were abandoning their assignments in search of making a play. For example, he says Zach Sealer was a guy who abandoned his pass rush lane trying to sack the quarterback, and it led to an explosive play for the Colts. That is not something we have heard him do over his first three-year tenure here. He has been, you know, reluctant, if not hesitant, to call out star players, captains, leaders on this team publicly. And so for him to do that and also say, you know, Tua's play left something to be desired, like I can tell, like there are changes within him to where I don't know if it is him either tightening up or, you know, clenching up. One of them sounds a little better than the other, but I think in either scenario, he realizes how serious the situation is right now.
Interesting perspective. Yeah, I'm not somebody who ever needs the Dolphins to win games, but I kind of loved the, you know, the 70-point Mike McDaniel. You know, like, so how do you feel about leading the league in points and all this? And he sort of tilted his head and said, mission accomplished after three games, which was just so good, you know. But you're absolutely right. He can't sound like that right now, and he knows it, I guess, at least.
Nah, the comedic timing has always been brilliant. But, I mean, there was a point where this week he was asked, like, okay, at what point did you realize how big of a rivalry Bills-Dolphins is? And he said, with one finger. And, of course, talking about Brian Cox, seniors, you know, flipping off the Bills fans. So he's like, with one finger. And, like, he was serious when he said it. And, there was some confusion among the younger people on the beat. Myself not included, by the way.
Good job.
There was some confusion. And he just made kind of a little joke. Like, you mean that you guys aren't all older than me? And it's kind of one of those where it's like he can't help himself but to stay a little bit jovial and stay light. But the sarcasm, the constant dry humor, that has been cut down pretty dramatically
right
over the past couple of weeks.
Marcel, what are you getting from the players? Because anytime a coach or any person in a position of power within a sports organization tries to change how they go about it, right? Especially if it's from sort of laid back, yeah, let's just hash it out, you know, chop it up, kind of that vibe, to trying to be more discipline oriented and just sort of pull the reins back. Like, that can be very hard. What kind of vibe are you getting from the players about their coach and how different he may appear to them?
Well, that's the funny thing. And I'm, I guess, sprinkling a little bit more from the story coming out tomorrow. From what I'm told, from what I understand from current and former players, from just team sources, the culture itself really hasn't changed that much. It has been the same since 2022, good and bad. So when we hear the stories coming out last offseason of, like, okay, Tyreek Hill is late in missing meetings, Jalen Ramsey is late, five players have accumulated 50% of the team's, you know, late fines. Like, that hasn't changed since Mike got here. The difference is just they were winning games versus they were losing games. The team didn't overall quit on him. Like, the culture didn't collapse. They did still – they went from 2-6 to 8-9, which I know still missed the playoffs, and it's not like this world-beating record. But if you're 2-6 – with a bad culture, like a truly bad culture, the wheels are going to fall off completely. Both of these franchises, Miami and Buffalo, I've seen what it looks like when the wheels fall off. Last season wasn't necessarily it. I spoke with a former player. He spent a couple of years with Mike. He said the problem is not the culture. The problem is schematic. The problem is the league is caught up for what he wants to do, and these offenses have become predictable. They're figuring out how to beat Tua. I mean, we've heard now two opponents in back-to-back weeks lay out their game plan. The Colts said, like, we knew if we took his first read away, he was going to panic. So they blitzed. They took his first read away, and New England said, we wanted to muddy the middle of the field and make him go outside of the numbers, which, you know, he did successfully to an extent, but when the game was on the line, he couldn't do it. Like, everything fell apart. So, like, we're seeing teams that aren't known for having stalwart defenses almost dancing on the grave after they beat the Dolphins, saying, yeah, we figured this out. This is no problem. That's more of an issue, I think, than the actual culture itself.
Interesting. Again, Marcel Louis-Jacques with us here on WGR, Mike Shope and the Bulldog. Part of their offseason story, Marcel, was the secondary just taking hit after hit. And I'm seeing after 2 weeks, not only are they just so injury ravaged back there, but their pass rush win rate is last in the league after 2 weeks. They have four sacks, but somehow, like, they're not winning up front either, at least by the numbers. What is possible on defense? You mentioned Allen already. He's just had great game after great game against this team. It might look now like roster-wise, it's sort of easier than ever for him to pull off a game like that. You never know. Are they going to be able? We're talking about culture. We're talking about, you know, offensive schemes. What are they capable of on defense?
That's really the part that, if I'm going to survey the beat and speak for the beat down in Miami, that's where we're the most surprised. Because I think we all had our skepticisms about the secondary, but we all believed, okay, Storm Duck can at least hold his own. I'm not saying he's going to be prime Revis, but we thought he could hold his own. And you've got an opportunistic guy in Jack Jones on the other side. Minkah Fitzpatrick at safety. Like, the secondary is going to be just fine, but the front seven looked special. Brooks and Dotson, you know, all summer looked like they were a great tandem at linebacker. And of course, you got the pass rush trio, Chop, Jalen, and Bradley Chubb, Zach Sealer, back-to-back 10 sack seasons. Like, there's pieces, to borrow a line from Sean McDermott. Like, there's players on this roster. Like, we thought that it was going to be a lot better than this. And simply put, that really hasn't been the case. And while Josh Allen is probably going to go nuts because the Dolphins are looking like, especially from a fantasy perspective, like, they're looking like you have to start the quarterback that's playing the Dolphins. Daniel Jones and Drake May both had huge games. Yep. And it's like a Pokemon evolution leading up to Josh Allen, right? Like, if Drake May is Charmander and Daniel Jones.
Charizard.
You know what I'm saying?
Is there a Charizard? Is there a Charizard coming here?
I'm 60 Charmeleon. Years old. No, my kids are 23 and 21. I have no idea what you're saying.
Charmeleon, Charizander. Yes. You were saying.
It's going to be a real specific group of listeners that are like, wow, he's spitting. I get that. That hits me to my core.
That's so funny.
You know what I'm trying to say. Like, yes, they're about to face an even better version, the best possible version of the guys they've just played. It doesn't look great. And then, not to mention, I think James Cook might have a million yards on Thursday, man, if they're not careful. Jonathan Taylor had 90 in three quarters. Ramondre Stevenson had like 140. So, like, James Cook, again, is better than Stevenson. He's at the very least comparable to Jonathan Taylor. Like, it's not looking like a great matchup based on how they've played. That 12.5-point spread is just, usually you're going to say that's disrespectful in the NFL. But, man, at least on paper, your knee-jerk reaction is, yeah, this is going to be a blowout. And I've been fighting my knee-jerk reactions with this team all summer. It might be time to fall victim to him. It might be time to believe it. And my knee-jerk reaction is that this one might get ugly if the Dolphins start out flat again.
In my defense, I host a fantasy podcast every Tuesday called ADP Chasing, and one of our guys, Davis Maddock, will every week bust into Pokemon. And I'm the oldest guy in the room, and I react the same. We're like, oh, no, here it comes. And so I just sort of – that was a knee-jerk reaction of mine, I have to admit. Right. It's when you started there, like, oh, no. I mean, it's fun. It's fine. It's good. It's just like I'm sort of like – I get that a lot and just never know what to do with it.
Yeah. Marcel, before we have to wrap this up, how is that? I mean, I know, you know, they're 0-2, and we're spending this whole conversation talking about maybe the demise of, you know, the entire operation, you know, to a start over standpoint. Where is Tyreek Hill at? Like, what has been said? How has he played? Has he been sort of in line, or is he like a pot about to blow the lid off?
I talked to Tyreek Hill, and I went up to him in the locker room the other day because he's one of the players that multiple sources told me was a crime of, and repeat offender last year in terms of tardiness and absence. And he didn't deny that. But what he did say is, you know, when I'm here, this is, first of all, I've been doing this since Kansas City. When I'm here, I work my you-know-what off. And I want to be here still. I haven't been late. I haven't missed any meetings this year. Like, he is, by all accounts, bought in since literally pulling himself from the game in week 18 of last season. I do not get the sense that this team wants to trade him. He has been, you know, week one was bad for everybody, but he was pretty solid in week two, and he could have had an even bigger game if not for the, you know, underthrow, as Tua even admitted, on that 47-yard completion. And then, you know, they missed pretty bad on the penultimate drive as well. It's not 109 yards. Like, he's still Tyreek Hill at the end of the day. If, you know, the wheels do fall off, if there's a coaching change and, yeah, maybe Tua gets hurt or Tua just plays poorly, yeah, I think there's probably a world in which that's your probably biggest trade asset. They can get something back for him if you want to start over and push a little soft or hard reset. But as of right now, as of September 17th, Tyreek Hill is going to be a Miami Dolphin until things drastically change.
Well, good luck. Is Chelsea on the pitch as we speak? We've got two soccer games on in here, and neither one of them is Chelsea.
Unfortunately, I just got the update as I pulled my phone out, and it looks like Bayern just scored, so I need to go in there and console my fellow Chelsea fans.
Looks like we're on our way to being a soccer bar, Bulldog. Like, we've got two TVs on, and they're both different Champions League games. Maybe maybe this should be the hangout.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Best time of year, man.
It is. For a lot of reasons, sports-wise and the weather. Thank you, Marcel. Great to talk to you.
As always, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Marcel Louis-Jacques of ESPN. And he's got an article he mentioned a couple times there coming out tomorrow. I should know how to speak Pokemon from all these weeks with Davis. There's a progression. There's the guy, and then there's the guy who's better than the guy, and then the guy who's better than that.
That's where he was laying out there. Yeah, yes. I have no. Yeah, yeah. I'm
char broiled.
I'm a decade removed from any of that, and I never really invested. I mean, I saw the stuff in the house, but I never knew anything at all. I mean,
it's a problem for me.
Just completely foreign to me.
Apparently, along the way, all these years, we should have been studying stuff like that. Here I am last night watching an episode of The Joker's Wild.
That seems like time well spent.
I know. I had to finish my wine. I've got the dog, you know, we're just watching. I'm Jack Barry. I mean, I could have been reading up on Pokemon. It should have been. Do the job. I mean, already. When is that game show going to come in handy? Never.
Well, you did just mention it. I mean, I don't know. It was a small piece of content.
I'm just, eyes are closed. I'm just punching at the wind blindly here. Mike Chopin, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. Are the Dolphins ready to fold? Or are we in for a surprise tomorrow? We'll look for your calls next. Sal joins us at 5. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We've heard now two opponents in back-to-back weeks lay out their game plan. The Colts said, look, we knew if we took his first read away, he was going to panic. So they blitzed. They took his first read away, and yeah, he panicked. New England said we wanted to muddy the middle of the field and make him go outside of the numbers, which, you know, he did successfully to an extent, but when the game was on the line, he couldn't do it. Like, everything fell apart. So, like, we're seeing teams that aren't known for having stalwart defenses almost dancing on the grave after they beat the Dolphins, saying, yeah, we figured this out. This is no problem. That's more of an issue, I think, than the actual culture itself.
You've convinced me. That makes sense to me. Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN, great conversation with him just before. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Another thing he said, watch for the possibility James Cook rushing for a million yards tomorrow. I think he's running back one in fantasy so far. He's right up there. Jonathan Taylor is the rushing leader. Cook has the three touchdowns.
Three touchdowns and enough yards to make it, yeah, worthwhile, right?
Yeah. I'm just, you know, it's not because it's James Cook, who I consider fine. It's not because it's the Bills, of course. It's just because, like, I never draft James Cook. And if it's a sort of a version of Derrick Henry is sort of emerging in front of my eyes. Just another,
yeah.
Oh, why would I ever draft Derrick Henry when I could have a wide receiver, you know, and get his handcuff in the sixth round? That's how I do it, baby. That's how you get podcasts. That's how you become an expert on this stuff.
Well,
never draft the best running backs.
On the subject of things that are going wrong for Miami, I watched, we were just talking about this during the break, and I don't have it locked down exactly like what the missteps all were, but late in that game against New England on Sunday, it was ruled on the field at the time, a touchdown. Achane had a pretty long, it was a catch and run, but he stepped out of bounds at like the 30 or something, I think. But it was ruled a touchdown, and so they're going to review it, scoring play, and, you know, the replay that I saw was very plainly clear, like he stepped out, his left foot's out of bounds. And they went to it during the game. There was a TV timeout there. It's like a minute five to go or so, I think, in the game. So a huge play, like could have won the game for them, but he's out of bounds. And there's a TV timeout, so there's extra time for Miami to figure out what they're going to do when this play gets overturned, because they should absolutely know it's going to get overturned right away, because, again, it's pretty evident. It's not like one of these plays where you had to like sit with it for a while. It's like his foot, half his foot is out of bounds. So they come out of the TV timeout, and I think there's trouble getting the play in, false start or delay a game right there, so they get set back 5 yards. Again, delay getting the play in. They end up in like second and 20 or something out of this.
It was second and 20.
And by the time the next play gets in, so it's like there's two penalties in a row coming out of this TV timeout, and then the third thing that happens is the play's in, but they barely have time to get the motion done, and the snap comes with zero, so the defense can just tee off, and Tua gets sacked, I think, to end the game. If I skipped anything, yep, forgive me, but because I didn't like study this thing, I didn't just go back and watch it again, but I saw it last night, and it's just, I mean, we would be burning things if the end of a game or any sequence in a game was that sloppy. I mean, it's whatever the opposite of buttoned up is what that sequence was for Miami. With the game on the line, and again, the benefit of the TV timeout to sort of get your head together, okay, we got a minute to go here, what do we want to do with these plays? You know, we still have a chance to win this game. And they just could not get out of the driveway. It just was so embarrassing. And McDaniels is on the sideline, like, you know, exasperated looking, and it looked like amateur hour.
That is the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we covered a few different areas with Marcel. Culture, you know, quote culture, and he's like, yeah, no. Schemes and talents. That is the bad stuff. And I say this every chance I get about Allen. He gets a lot of credit for a lot of his greatness, of course. He does not get enough credit for that. I mean, really, almost since the beginning, after many years of up and down with game management, coaches too. I mean, maybe Allen a little bit, not to take credit away from McDermott, dragged McDermott into the, you know, you had fourth and two, and he'd send the punter out, and Allen would show his displeasure. Like he's our guy, right? So maybe, you know, McDermott sort of came over, and Allen being so good and so almost automatic on those kind of plays enabled that. But all that stuff, timeouts, he doesn't miss, you know, like the game, it's a team effort. But I just never question that with the Bills. I think about that all the time watching the NFL. That's kind of my area. You know, I can't run or jump, so that's kind of my area. How to find those edges in the strategy. And I watch the Bills play teams, and I see them do things that just, nope, that should have been better. This sounds like a disaster.
Yeah.
But even good teams. I mentioned Jordan Love last week, watching him on Thursday night, and there was a moment where, like, Allen would never have done that. It was a slide on a short yardage play or something. He never, maybe didn't know where the first down line was. Mm-hmm. Just like those little kind of mental errors that can kill you don't always seem obvious, but they're real. They're important. This is the end of the game, and you've got penalties, and absolutely right. No excuse for, you get a free timeout. You get a free opportunity to sort of collect yourselves and, all right, what's our best play? And what you end up doing is just sort of being flustered and false starts and these things. Like, yeah, that's the worst. Would you feel, however, any different about all this Dolphins discourse if they'd won? Because that was almost a coin flip game.
He didn't have to step out of bounds there.
Right, and that would put them in the lead with a minute left if they make the extra point. If they win the game against New England, is it different?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well,
they're 1-1, and we're not talking about a firing, probably.
Right, and this situation that I'm describing that was so bad, just so amateurish, never happens. Achane's in the end zone, and they, you know, they get, that's it. So, I think it would be very different. I think, like, okay, they steadied the ship. Let's see if they can have a season now. I think, right? So, you know, maybe that means, I think if you, like follow that all the way through, that some of this, maybe a lot of it, is an overreaction. Which, you know, might want you to mean you should circle back and sort of, all right, can they hang with the Bills? Are they going to be able to? I don't know. I think personnel-wise on defense, like, I tend to think, when I think about Miami, it's usually the offense, right? Am I going to be able to continue to do a good job on Hill and contain Waddle? Achane has gotten off on the Bills. Can they let that not kill them? It's usually centered around, because, you know, it's a team that, as they grew in prominence and became what looked to be a threat to the Bills, it was 70 points. And, like, it's the offense, and they've got this magic potion or something, and, like, that seems very far gone now. I think even if they can function on offense and get 30 points, I don't know how they're stopping the Bills. If they can't get to the quarterback, the secondary is your name here. Marcel is right to mention Minkah Fitzpatrick is back there. That was that trade with Jalen Ramsey, and that's an former All-Pro player back there at the back end of the secondary. But all still, even with that, I just don't know how, if the Bills are at like 80% operational functionality on offense, I don't think Miami can stop them.
How you do it is takeaways and or touchdowns into field goals, you know, like red zone. I feel like that's how that you take a team from the 30s to the 20s or thereabouts. Give yourself a chance. Easy to say. Here's Ethan next. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, how we doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
All right, so my prediction for tomorrow is just what I'm going to give. I think, just like you guys said before, I think it's a good day for James Cook to go off. I don't know about, like, three touchdowns, but, like, you know, 100-plus yards, a couple touchdowns. Then probably it's a great day for Allen just to, you know, get used to, like, his weapons that he has, like Josh Palmer, Elijah Moore, you know, maybe get some Shaver action in there. And I think it'll be – obviously, we don't know if it's a division game. They're very familiar with us, but I think it should be – similar to like what our first game against them last year should be like. And the only thing I just want to say is I just hope the next day on Friday, if we win, especially like in, you know, big fashion, can we not have all those...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Al Bundy's that scored four touchdowns during the Reagan administration to like give their critiques about when they use the timeout or if they're using Josh Allen too much. Just enjoy the win. Enjoy the win. Enjoy the Bills doing good. Thanks so much for having me on, guys. You guys have a good one.
Okay, you're welcome. Gina is next. Hi, Gina.
Hi. Oh, hold on. I'm at work. Hey, guys. I love the show. You guys know
Thank you.
Call every year. I tell you guys I'm an OG because I'm born in 66, so I can feel for the age difference and what we've been through as Buffalo Bills fans watching our team go through what we've gone through. And my comment is this. You know, I'm in Ravens country. Totally Ravens country. Mm-hmm. So I hear everything from the Ravens fans about us. But my comment is more towards what I just heard about the Miami Dolphins and that whole report from that gentleman. And I actually felt kind of sad because it made me have flashbacks of what we've gone through. And Tua, what a great quarterback he is, leading a team that is falling apart. And I could just imagine if I was Josh Allen and the kind of man he is, what he's going to be saying to Tua, either before the game or after the game. But obviously, the Bills are strong. We're in a great position. I'm more hopeful now than ever about making it to the Super Bowl, and I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride. But it basically, my comment was, damn, that made me feel sad about the Dolphins.
It does sound, it sounds like a pretty sad state of affairs. Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Gina. Appreciate the call. Hope you enjoy the game tomorrow.
She said she was at work. I was thinking, like, I wonder what kind of work it would be most, like, hilarious to be, like, just talking about the Bills on your phone. I feel like auto mechanic. Just standing, like, in a body shop, right? And just sort of, just, you know, going off on the Bills-Dolphins game in Baltimore. be kind of cool.
I like the idea of it, like the drive-through.
Drive-through.
The headset on, but hold on. Somebody's waiting to get their iced coffee. Like, hold on a second. I'm talking to Mike and Chris.
How about daycare? Right. She's a daycare manager, and the kids are all just, go. Just wait.
She's in a shady spot out back on the phone.
She closes the door on the kids. Right. Let's hope that's not happening.
Have some ice cream.
Just quiet. Leave me alone. I got to do this. We're just walking around like Target. A lot of, you know, possible options there that are funny. All right. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
I just wanted to comment on, you know, typically the Miami week is, you know, it's really, you know, it kind of gets all those fan juices going. And, you know, this, it's almost, it's not any less special that, you know, we're going to play them, but it's almost getting to a point where, you know, we know Allen's going to be sitting in the middle of the third quarter, and, you know, what is going to be an enjoyable game is really going to be watching, hoping that everybody stays healthy. And I just think we're going to have a lot of games like that this year. And, you know, the outlook on the season, I just really is, I don't want it to be over, but I'm almost ready for the postseason already. And that's scary to say, but I'm really trying to enjoy the ride because I know it's not going to last forever. And, you know, but.
See, now you sound sad. Like this, then this is, we were sad about Miami. I'm mostly kidding.
I'm already disappointed that the game was too easy.
Right?
It hasn't been played. I get it. Thanks, Steve. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Sal at 5. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.